particular matter.
Then what do you intend to do?
To smoke. It is quite a three-pipe problem.
And at that, he immediately curled himself up in his chair, with his thin knees drawn up to his hawk-like nose, his eyes closed, and the black clay pipe thrusting out like the bill of some strange bird. I had come to the conclusion he had dropped off asleep, and indeed, had myself begun to.
What's the matter,
Holmes? What is it?
Sarasate, Watson. Hmm? Place today at St. James's Hall. Now, do you think your patients could spare you for the afternoon?
Oh, I suspect so, Holmes. But whither my wife?
Nonsense, my friend. Mrs. Watson is a veritable mine of understanding.
True, although I'm not sure in Mary's case that to understand all necessarily means to forgive all. However...
Good man. Then first to the city, Coburg Square to be exact, then lunch and then music. I notice it's mainly a German program, all to the good. German music, as you're no doubt aware, is introspective to a high degree, and today I would introspect.
We travelled by the underground as far as Aldersgate, and a short walk brought us to Saxe Coburg Square, the scene of that singular story we had listened to earlier that morning. The square itself was a shabby, genteel place of four lines of dingy, two-storied brick houses, overlooking a small, railed-in, neglected park. On one of the corner houses of one of the four rows hung three gilt balls and a board announcing Jabez Wilson, obviously the place where our red-headed client carried on his business. Stopping in front of this particular dwelling, Holmes regarded it intently, his head on one side, his eager eyes shining brightly between half-closed lids. After this initial perusal, he walked slowly up our side of the square, looking very keenly at each individual house, then walked back again with a somewhat lighter step to the corner, where both myself and the house of the pawnbroker stood. He paused, and then, suddenly, with his stick, and equally suddenly...
Hey, gentlemen, may I ask you to step in?
I think not. My friend and I have merely lost our way.
Ah, perhaps you're old customers and wonder where Mr. Wilson is. Let me tell you, my name is Vincent Spaulding, and I'm now his assistant. However, I have his complete confidence and pride myself on my discretion, given the delicate nature of our business here. Now, are you sure you will not step in a moment?
I am afraid we do not have time, Mr. Spaulding. Given the delicate nature of our business, is simply to get to the Strand as quickly as possible.
I see. Well, then, third right, fourth left. Good day.
This way, Watson. Do not look back.
Holmes, did you see it? The acid stain on his forehead.
Indeed. Smart fellow, that Mr. Vincent Spaulding. Possibly fourth smartest in London. While as for daring, why, he may be the third.
Still, now he's been seen and identified.
Left here. Although, Watson, it was not specifically to see Mr. Spaulding that I called, but rather the knees of his trousers.
His trouser knees? What on earth could they tell you?
Why, what I expected.
And why beat the pavement?
My dear doctor, this is the time for observation rather than talk. We are spies in an enemy country. Left again.
Good Lord. Farringdon Street.
Indeed. Fashionable Farringdon Street. Yet the back of these fine shops and buildings abut onto that line of houses we've just left in Saxe Coburg Square. A line that includes that of our friend Mr. Wilson.
Who would have thought it? Such prosperity here, well, two turns of a block away.
Yes, they are interesting, are they not? These shops on this particular block. Mortimer's, the tobacconist, the little newspaper shop, the Coburg branch of the City and Suburban Bank, then the vegetarian restaurant, and finally, McFarlane's carriage building depot, which carries us to the next corner and means we've now done our work and are due some play. So, first a sandwich and a cup of coffee, then off to Violin Land, where all is sweetness and delicacy and harmony, and there are no red-headed clients to vex us with their conundrums. Come, what's Sarasate and Mendelssohn call, though not, of course, in that order.
No, of course not.